Good morning, family and friends. This is another episode of GQ's Kickback for Blurreds. And I just wanted to talk real quick about the power of positive thinking, positive speaking, and making things happen. And I was thinking about this morning as I was making breakfast and having some coffee. I was thinking over what happened about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago. So I took what is known as the Project Management Professional or PMP exam, which is administered by the Project Management Institute. I took the exam and I passed it. And I actually passed it with a higher score than I would have thought, right? And I started thinking about, you know, how far I've come, because when I've taken examinations like that before, I've always, I don't know, caught test anxiety or started letting negative thoughts creep in. And because of that, I was not as successful. But this time, I did something different. This time, I blocked out the negative thoughts. I overcame my test anxiety. And I actually put the power of positive thinking, positive speaking into play, and it worked. So when I initially started this test journey, or the journey to study for the test, I was thinking to myself, I don't know if I should do this. Is it really worth it? You know, why am I doing this? Then I went to, oh, you know what? I'm gonna take this exam and I'm gonna pass so that I can show people, particularly people at my job, that I'm capable of being worthy of being a program manager, right? Because at the time there was things going on where there were people who were doubting me, who were doubting my skills, or what have you, and didn't think I was up to the task. Although I have proven myself that I am up to the task, I felt like I need to show them. But then after a while, I said, you know what? I don't need to do this for them. I'm doing this for myself. Because I need to make myself more marketable. I need to do something different, or just do something, period, versus just coming home and vegging out in front of the tube, or vegging out on social media. I need to do something to better myself and uplift my background, right? And so I started the journey, but I didn't take it seriously at first. But then a couple people I know, again, they're at my job, they encouraged me. They held me accountable. One of my friends would ask me all the time, hey, how's studying going? And when I would give them an answer that didn't sound right, they would call me out. They would say, well, I mean, are you sure you're studying? Because it sounds like you're just playing around. And then another one of my friends, and she actually was my supervisor, believe it or not, she encouraged me along the way and saying, you know, oh, it's not as hard as you make it out to be. It was hard when I did it. But, you know, I think the test has changed. You know, it's not as hard as you think. You're already doing the job. You just got to put the concepts together of what you're currently doing with what the test material is. You're going to be okay. And she'd always encourage me that, hey, you're going to make it. You're going to do fine. You got this, right? And so I started to actually believe the words that were being spoken into my life as far as this exam is concerned. And so I finally got serious and said, okay, you know what? You know, you need to set a test date. Well, how do I set this test date when I haven't even applied for the exam? So I went through the process, I applied for the exam, and I even joined PMI. So once I did that, I was able to set my exam date, which was March 7th, 2022. And then that gave me a window of, okay, how long I needed to study and how long I needed to make this happen. So I started the study journey, and I took it very seriously. I would come home after work every day. I would do, you know, 20 questions a day. And it was broken down by sections within the, what's called the PM Book of Knowledge, or the PMBOK. And so I did that every day. You know, sometimes I would get all 20 questions, make a 100. Sometimes I would make 60, but I did not let it discourage me to the point where I wanted to quit, right? because I didn't quit. I kept studying and studying until I achieved at least 80%. I also listened to a couple videos on this platform called Udemy, and shout out to Professor Joseph Phillips. His videos are excellent, right? If you want to study PMP, that's the guy you need to check out, right? So I kept listening to the videos. I kept doing the questions, even when there were times that I would have to retake the practice exams 4 or 5 times to get the achieved or desired score. I did that. The whole time along the way, I started telling myself, you know what? You're going to pass this exam. You're going to pass the exam. You're going to pass the exam. I wasn't worried about passing with a certain score. I wanted to just pass the exam. I kept telling myself this over and over and over again, even on the days that were long and discouraging. I just kept telling myself, you're going to make this happen. And so week before the exam, I didn't study anything related to it. I didn't do anything related to it. I vegged out. I did stuff around the house. But in the back of my mind, I kept visualizing myself passing the exam. I actually visualized myself seeing the notice that said, congratulations, you passed, right? And so the day of the exam, I got to the testing center, meditated, said a prayer, went in there. And I got in there, I started taking the exam. And it was funny because of the fact that I had spoken so many positive words and had positive thinking, the normal test anxiety that I would have did not happen. I was clear, I was focused, I blocked out the noise, and they give you noise canceling headphones, which also helped, but I was able to block out any of the noise and any of the negativity, and I made it happen. So I know this sounds long-winded, but the point I'm trying to make is that if there's something you want in life, if there's something you want to achieve in life, you can make it happen. You just have to speak positive words to yourself. You have to think positively throughout the journey. Prayer also helps, for real. Prayer, I prayed every night. Like, Lord, you know, I'm trying to make this happen. I know I don't talk to you as much as I should, but I really want to make this happen. Just give me the clarity, help me focus, and he came through, you know. And also visualization. Visualization goes a long way also. Even if it's just daydreaming that you're doing this, right? You'll be surprised at if you visualize yourself doing something, you'll be surprised just how that can actually manifest within your life, right? And so doing all this, I now see that you put these four things, these four concepts together, you'll make whatever it is you're trying to achieve happen. So I hope that this helps somebody who is going through a journey, who's trying to achieve something, whether it be getting a new job, whether it's getting a degree, whether it's getting a certification. Hell, it could be you're trying to fall in love with somebody, right? Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, if you think positively, you speak positively, you visualize it, and you pray over it, I promise you that it will manifest and will happen in your life. So I hope this helps somebody today. Let me know what you think. And if you want some more of this content, let me know and I will make it happen. Because I really want to not only tell my story, but hope that my story will help somebody. This is Mr. Garrett of GQ's Kickback for Blurreds. I want y'all to have a wonderful Saturday, and we will come back, and you'll be hearing from me again. Thank you.